Carney's revised state of emergency order adds bowling alleys, movie theaters, fitness centers, and health spas to the list of businesses closed, but it also now allows bars and restaurants that normally sell alcohol to do so with takeout and drive-through food orders. And Carney set up a loan program for restaurants, bars, and other hospitality-related businesses to help them survive being unable to offer service beyond takeout and delivery.
Before this crisis is over, we will see other industries shaken as well. And our normal way of life will be altered in a very serious and significant way. We will do our best to help everyone, everyone in our state, every business, every employee through this.
Carney adds the state is examining its hospitals situation and how surge capacity could be created if they are suddenly faced with a high volume of cases.
We're looking at the possibility of standing up hospitals outside of the regular hospitals, if you will, to allow for that capacity. It is a big concern among all the governors.
Carney says they are also already looking at scenarios where schools remain closed for a longer period of time than 2 weeks. Public health officials reported 10 additional COVID-19 cases in Delaware Wednesday, 5 in Newcastle County, 2 in Sussex, and the first 3 discovered in Kent County. Tom Byrne, Delaware Public Media.